D. Sitaram dictating a cardiac progress notes on Gail, G-I-L, Greer, G-R-E-E-R. Date of examination 1/25/2013. Date of birth of the patient 10/12/1951. Gail Greer, G-R-E-E-R, a 61-year-old. African-American female came to my office for cardiac follow-up period. Patient at this time denies significant chest pain. Patient complains of occasional shortness of breath and generalized weakness period. There was no history of arrhythmia period. Patient also denies palpitation or syncopal episode period. Patient currently on hemodialysis for end-stage kidney disease period. Patient also states that she is trying to register into a transplant program at Henry Ford Hospital period. In the recent past, that is on 11/1/2012, patient underwent a percent in stress cardiolite test to screen for coronary artery disease, mainly because of patient's multiple risk factors, period. The nuclear scan was negative for major ischemia, period. Patient has history of essential hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, TIA, in the recent past, period. Patient denies previous history of myocardial infarction, period. Apparently, patient diabetes and non-cardiac problems are managed by the nephrology, period. Patient also goes to a neurologist for TIA evaluation, period. Personal history is positive for smoking. Smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes for many years. Patient states that she cut down smoking to 3-4 cigarettes per day, period. I had a long discussion with the patient and the nicotine use was discouraged, period. I also applied the 5A nicotine cessation policy, P-O-L-I-C-Y, period. Patient states that she has good intention of stopping, period. I asked the patient to abstain, A-B-S-T-I-N, from smoking as soon as possible, in particular when she is registering for the kidney transplant, period. The side effects as well as complications of chronic nicotine abuse are explained to the patient, period. Patient understands. And is aware of complications like carcinoma of the lungs, myocardial infarction, etc. Period. Patient denies alcohol abuse. Period. Patient states that aspirin gives her problem, although there were no specific allergies. Period. Systemic review, patient filled up symptom diary was reviewed and pertinent symptoms are noted. Period. Physical examination showed a medium build, a female weighing 135 pounds. Blood pressure today is 112/59. Patient had a hemodialysis done yesterday. Period. Apparently, patient has a very labile type of hypertension. Period. JVP was flat. Cardiovascular system examination showed mild cardiomegaly, regular heart sounds. S1 is muffled. S2 is slightly loud in the pulmonic area. A systolic murmur grade 1-2/6 was bested at the apex, suggestive of mitral regurgitation. There was no S3 gallop. There was no pericardial rub. There were no ectopic beats. Respiratory system examination showed occasional bronchi. There was no wheezing. Abdomen was fairly soft. Extremities, AV graft is present over the left forearm. Period. There was no peripheral edema. Period. Impression 1. Essential hypertension, number 2, end-stage renal disease, NASH number, status post hemodialysis, NASH number, hypercholesterolemia by history, NASH number, nicotine abuse, NASH number, diabetes mellitus type 2, NASH number, TIA, and cerebrovascular accident by history, next number diverticulosis, next number mitral regurgitation. Next number anemia by history. Next number mild COPD. Plan of treatment 1, I advise the patient to quit smoking as soon as possible. I also advise her to use any Nicoderma patches or other aids to quit smoking. But patient is very reluctant to use the Nicoderm. Period. Next number. I advise the patient to be on a low cholesterol renal diet. Period. Next number. Medications at this time include furosemide 40 milligram BID prescribed by the nephrology, glimepiride 4 milligrams daily. Patient states that her nephrologist is following her diabetes. Period. I also suggested that she may need insulin in presence of end-stage renal disease. Other medications include Tecturna, T-E-K-T-U-R-N-A, 150 milligram once daily. Patient takes aspirin 325 milligram once daily, although she stated that she has some problem with aspirin in the past, comma. Metoprolol tartrate 50 milligram BID. calcium with vitamin D. Dose is unclear, comma. Clonidine, CLONIDINE, 0.3 milligram TID. Amlodipine, 10 milligram once daily. Losartan, 50 milligram once daily. Nifedecol XL 30 milligram once daily. Cancel amlodipine. A correction. I advise the patient to discontinue amlodipine when she is taking Nifedecol XL, period. Patient also takes Reno, R-E-N-O caps, one cap, capsule daily. Patient will be reevaluated after